TJ here from Anime and Us. Just a quick note, we messed up in our recording schedule. Episode 56 is supposed to be Xenosaga, the one that is you're listening to right now. But we also recorded Yuzukaze on the same day, and so we screwed up the number on that front too. So Yuzukaze is going to be number 56, and we're going to follow the Yuzukaze number because that's where we went from there on out, and we have like 30 episodes recorded, and I'm not going back in and re-recording one number throughout the whole thing. So yeah, I just wanted to point that out. This one's going to be, so the numbering system's going to be labeled a little bit differently here, but that's it. I hope you enjoy. Bye. Welcome to episode 56 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Really excited to review this one, because it's a work of art, honestly. Last week we got X, Category X, and we got Xenosaga, the animation. It's a 12-episode series, ran from January to March in 2005 on TV Asahi. I don't know, some TV channel in Japan. Released in overseas by AD, sorry my dog there, AD Vision, later by Funimation Entertainment. Yeah, it's, we all know what it is, it's based off the game.
Well, some people might know. It's based off a PlayStation 2.
Well, we know, because we talked about it last time, a little bit.
It's based off a PlayStation 2 game. That is actually, I think it's a kind of a direct sequel and a kind of a spiritual successor to Xenogears.
Okay.
So, people who are gamers from the early 90s and like JRPGs, old school ones, would know what that is.
Yeah, they might know that.
And they were, and this was supposed to be a big deal coming out, but it didn't do very well.
I can see why. It was awful.
It was supposed to be a 6-game series. It turned down to 3. And the first game was like 4 hours of cutscenes. The first cutscene lasts like an hour.
I mean, the games might have been alright. I don't know. I never played them. I mean, the anime was terrible.
It wasn't terrible, the game. I've played through it. So I kind of going into it, I knew what the plot of this was.
I mean, JRPGs are, a lot of them, not all of them, but they sort of fall into the same formula, especially the older ones. So, I mean, it's not a terror. They're not terrible, you know?
Well, this, it wasn't.
It just depends on whether or not you like that type of game.
It wasn't so much that the mechanics behind it or anything. It was just a very pretentious story.
Yeah.
The game.
You know, surprisingly, the anime wasn't too pretentious, except for like 2 or 3 episodes happening.
But you also, we only had like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Whereas the game had 30-something hours to do it. They didn't have time to delve into everything. Mm-hmm. So, alright, anyway, premise.
And you're on this spaceship in space, and there's these giant whale monsters called Gnosis, and they start you up like real bad in the first episode, and then Cyborg Lady wakes up and starts fucking tearing shit up. That's pretty much it, man. That's the whole show. That's all that happens.
That's all. Yeah,
crazy Gnosis. I mean, there's a little bit of subplot with like this later on main character type, his brother, and you know, didn't die, came back, fight. There's a little bit of that, and they were clearly leading on for another season, which didn't happen.
Well, no, like I said, I explained the whole backstory behind it,
but they were clearly leading on for another season. That just didn't happen at all. But pretty much, you know, they get into horrible hijinks and stupid shit. Someone's attacking them, whether it's the Gnosis whale aliens or his guy's brother, and the cyborg lady saves them.
It follows the same premise of a JRPG, you know? You start off with a character, you get an ultra-powerful character, and you slowly gather your team of people together.
I will say that I am a bit surprised. I thought the show was going to be centered around the cyborg, being, like, the main character.
No.
Not the case at all.
No. It's the scientist girl who made her.
Yeah, it's all about her.
And actually, in the game, I want to say kid with the guns, but he's not a kid.
Yeah,
that was
the main character with the brother. I was talking about
He's the main, really the main character.
Oh, yeah.
But he's stunted for some reason, because I think they're genetically modified people. I don't know.
Just anime tropes.
I don't know.
Usually it's with girls, at least this time it was a boy.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. I don't know if he was a genetically modified person, because there's genetically modified people. There are cyborgs. There are androids. There are the little girl
cyborg things.
Robots. I don't even know what they are.
Pretty sure they're all androids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure they're all robots.
But yeah, because there's a whole design line of...
And they're also constantly talking about the whole, oh, they're turning into humans, and they sort of do that a little bit. Like, in the last episode, one little cyborg saves them, makes that human connection.
Right.
But for the most part, that's not really, even though it's talked about, you don't actually
see that. Well, in the show, that's like the main thing. That girl makes that human connection, gets kidnapped by the big bad, and at the end, she's manipulated by the big bad to pilot a giant robot, and then the big bad guy loses control and gets killed because of, well, he doesn't get killed, he survives.
Yeah,
because
he's running away.
Because of the sequel beating, which is...
You know what really surprised me?
What's that?
Was, I don't, can't remember what episode it was. I think it was right before they went into the memory stuff, or it was right after. I can't remember.
Well, but before you get into that, the memory stuff, the more they went into VR, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they deep dived into VR for like two episodes, yeah, and that was the pretentious stuff I sort of
They went full Sword Art Online. Yeah, was there,
but worse, like, so bad.
And it was actually done a little better in the game.
But there's this one moment where there's like 30,000 of the whale gnosis.
Oh, all around,
them,
yeah. Right?
And you know, they're fighting them off, but then they're gonna die. They're surrounded. They're coming at them, and the android girl, I don't know what her name is.
Oh, goes, Cosmos.
Sure. Gets out of the ship, goes on top of the ship, and her ab muscles, which sort of looked like armor before, but you find out that it's actually part of her, because it opens up, like the 8-pack opens up, and you can see that it's skin on the inside, it's flesh, and she has a vagina for a belly button, and this blue aura beam pops out of it and starts sucking in all of the whale gnosis things and killing them, disintegrating them, and that was something.
Well, when they went into the VR thing, they realized they can do whatever they want, so they start creating these special attacks.
Yeah, they did that.
That's you could use those special attacks throughout the entire game. They weren't special.
That's kind of cool, though.
They weren't special.
But they added it to the anime.
But they could always do that.
Yeah, they probably should have added it completely to the anime.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been like, oh, this is a special thing. Because I guess they wanted to go for realism, but have you seen the show? I mean, come on!
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like, you already kind of went up to 10 here, yeah. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, just one more, make it 11.
Yeah. So, I know most of the characters' names because, like, I've played this game a few times because it was one of those games where I couldn't beat it. So eventually, I'm like, I'm going to get through it this time and then get like to a certain point and stop. I eventually did beat it, but that's why I know her name's Cosmos and scientist.
Well, the second you said it, I was like, oh yeah.
And cool. Then Shinon's the main scientist. Junior is the little
Jesus. The
little guy with the guns. The weird pontificating guy with the yellow, his name's Chaos. So I know all their names. So
I just really liked the anime.
I'm pointing this out because I can never remember any of the names in any other anime. Yeah. That's why I'm just like saying I've played this game multiple times. I know the characters' names.
You know, the whole thing was pretty bad, and I'm getting so tired of getting bad anime. It's killing me.
What did we get last week?
I don't know, but it was all bad. What was last week? This was X. No, this was X.
Oh. Last week was Witch Hunter Robin. You didn't like it.
I didn't like it. But it wasn't God All. I just didn't like it. What was before Witch Hunter Robin?
What was the letter before Witch Hunter?
I have no
clue. What's W-R-L?
That's backwards.
V.
I
don't remember.
I don't know.
I remember S was Sorcerer Stab and Orphan, which was good.
Yeah, for what it was.
And then STV. Hold on. We're actually doing this right now because there's not a lot to talk about in this one because it was pretty bad. Go back to all it. You're going the wrong direction. That's up.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Virus.
Oh, yeah, Virus, Buster Search.
Yeah, I don't even know. That was the stupid Power Rangers one.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
God damn it. I just give me something really good. Oh. And in the next category, Yu Yu Hakusho is in there.
Yes, but so is stuff like Yu-Gi-Oh. I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was a kid.
Yes, so did I. It's still so bad.
It'll be an easy watch because you remember the thing. You just skip through a lot of it.
Yeah. The second the episode pops up, like, oh yeah, that's what happened. Next episode.
Yeah.
Man, there's not too much else to talk about with this
Yeah,
one.
That's why we're kind of
trailing off
a little bit.
It just wasn't good.
Don't watch the anime.
Yeah.
If you're curious about it, go play the game. It's not that great, but
it's got to be better.
It's better than the anime, although it'll probably be hard to find because it's a PlayStation 2 game.
You know what? You say that, but they're actually fairly easy to find nowadays. There's tons of retro game stores, plus online. Just buy it off Amazon or eBay.
Yeah, but do you have a PlayStation 2 to play on?
I do.
I mean, you do.
Most people do. They have that or a PS3.
Yeah, but... Okay.
And a lot of PS4 do backwards compatibility with the online stuff, so you can play almost all the PS2.
Yeah, but I haven't seen a Xenosaga in any marketplace. place.
Yeah, you can't buy it. So there's like there's a subscription thing you can do on PlayStation.
Oh, the PlayStation Now. No,
you can probably do it.
You could probably do it that way. Yeah, I already have too many subscriptions.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, no, but thanks.
Disney Plus is coming out.
And I'm not going to mention anything because it's not, you know.
Yeah, Pornhub. That's a subscription.
No, I don't want to mention, like, you know, illegal stuff, so.
Oh, illegal subscriptions?
No, about, you know, getting around subscriptions.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that doesn't bother me. I'm a pirate. Yeah. I sail the seas, put on my iPad.
But I don't want to advocate it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't advocate it. If you really enjoy something, I always say buy it, whether you pirated it or not. You know what I mean? You got to support the creators. That way they can make more.
Right. This is not worth making more of.
No. There wasn't even titties in it. Come on.
We didn't even say the story. We just can't.
No, we did say the story. Literally. They get into stupid hijinks, and the robot lady fixes everything.
Yeah, kind of. But nothing's solved at the end because it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, nothing solved at all. And then there's, like, these weird guys with masks and hoods at the end.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's sequel bait in for the other game.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I watched 9 episodes this morning.
Well, we watched 3 on the... Well,
yeah. I watched 1, like, a couple days ago. I watched 9 this morning.
You're ridiculous.
Hey, man, it happens.
Uh-huh.
It was bad. If it's bad, it happens. If it's good, I watch it.
If it's good, you're good at watching?
I do. I watch it as fast as I can.
Yeah, but I know the way you judge anime, you usually hate the first 2 or 3 episodes. So how do you know?
It's true. I find out on the last day.
Exactly. So it always happens.
Not always.
Most of the time. Not always. Like, I remember distinctly you really not liking the first episode of Eden of the East.
That's true.
And then that comes out being one of the better ones we've watched.
It was just so weird, and none of it made sense until later.
Right. But that's a story.
Yeah, sometimes it's a story.
Well, sometimes. Well, anime is... There's so much freaking anime.
Yeah. It's,
Like, I was looking through our list, and, like, for our last 2 letters, and there's more animes added to it, because, you know, more of animes come out. So there's more than Y and Z now, so it's
We need to add some to X. So there's, like, 3 options left.
Well, X-Men's on there.
It's true, but there's only, like, 3 options, is what I'm saying.
Well, then we can eventually just skip X. We only got 1 Queen. Queen, I was thinking Queensblade. Q, we got 1 Q, but that had 4 seasons on it, so.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Anything else you want to say about it before we, move on?
I do, but I can't think of anything because it's only 13 minutes into it.
Yeah, no, there's not really... I can't think of anything. I really wanted to mention the weird vagina in her stomach, which I did. Which clearly wasn't a vagina. It was just this weird hole that popped out of her abs.
I was saying there's
reminded me of Inuyasha with the monk.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's another character, Momo, who's just like a little girl robot.
Yeah, the pink hair one?
Yeah, she's also a major plot point that they're trying to get her because she's knows the location of a secret place that of the gnosis or some stupid thing like that. But I only bring it up because there's a lot of loli thing going on in here.
There is, but it's not too creepily.
But that's what I mean.
Like, we've seen it creepily.
All these robots are designed to look the same as these little girls things. Mm-hmm. But there's really no fan service in this.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's weird. Wondering if it's just because it's based off of a game.
It could be that. I don't know.
I mean, I'm curious to know if video games adaptations, if they're all like that.
So far,
obviously not visual novels, but but so far the ones that we got that are based on actual physical video games, because video games don't really have the fan service from Japan.
When it starts out as a video game anyway.
It's there, but unless it's like exploitation, Dead or Alive, or something like that.
Oh, the beach volleyball.
Yeah, or, you know, it's specific.
It's got a special place in my heart.
I'm sure it does.
The independent boob physics they had in that game.
Boob
could jiggle independently.
I'm sure. Or, you know, like one of those Japanese games where if you hit the girl, her clothes falls off and stuff.
Oh, God.
You know, unless it's one of those. If it's a serious game from Japan, there's some fan service, but it's not in there. And usually, when it's adapted to anime, it sticks close to it. And I find that interesting, that side of it is separated from Japan culture,
I think the case is that the game comes out first, and then that's the game, you know what I mean? Versus if it's the anime or the manga first, and then a game, it has it.
Right, no. And but I do find it interesting that, if it's just an anime,
it seems to have a lot.
Has a lot of it, but if it's an adaptation of something, it's kind of toned
down. It could have to do with laws, like, since you're physically playing it, you know what I mean? It's more immersive or whatever. They could have laws
that way. Japan has rape games.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. know. I was trying to.
You're trying to justify something there.
I'm trying to. Trying to. Line of thought. I just didn't want to shit.
That, yeah.
Anyway, spinning the wheel for category.
No, we're not. Not yet.
Why?
You need to give it a number rated.
4.
Yeah, it's definitely a 4.
Well, what would we get for X last
time? Triple X-holic.
Ooh, I didn't like that.
It was the mystery one.
Yeah, no, I'd rather watch that again.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it had interesting ideas here and there.
Uh-huh.
So that one was definitely way better than this one.
Yeah, this is something. And I didn't like that one either, but I'd rather watch that again.
Yeah, I mean, like, we probably gave it the same score.
Probably.
Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it.
If it was the same, this one gets 1 point less.
or that one might have got a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, we should really listen to the last number reviews that we gave.
That's too much work.
When we do these things.
Could write it down.
I could.
This one's 4. Write it down.
I don't have my book with me.
Okay, we'll just remember it.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
It'll happen about 16 episodes from now when I go back and actually edit this. So that's what happened.
Yeah, so we're looking at Yamada-kun and the Seven Witches.
Oh, you already put in the thing.
Put it all in.
Wow.
Yona of the Dawn, you're under arrest. Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, a girl who chants.
Why are you going through the options?
There's so few.
You're spoiling the surprise.
A girl who chants love at the bound of this world.
Just spin Yuna the wheel.
The negotiator. Wait, I'm almost done. Yuki Yuna is a hero. Yuki Kaze. Yume de Atara? Yumera. Yuri on Ice, which is the boy band thing with a bunch of boys.
I went through the list before I came here.
Yuri Kuma Arashi. Yu Yu Hakusho, and then our picks. Spinning! F***ing Peter's choice again.
You guys, it was your choice last time.
I don't know what that is.
Before you go, we go looking into it. It was your choice last time because you chose your lie in April. Because you wanted to punish me.
Yeah.
And I know what this is. This is that airplane one.
Is it?
It
is the airplane
It's one. Only it's five, only five episodes. I was hoping we got this one because it was only 5 episodes.
I'm just going to click play real quick. I want to see how long for
it. Yeah, it's only 20 minutes.
47 minutes.
Oh, is that what that says?
Yeah, 47.
Oh,
let's see how long the second episode is.
I thought it said 17 minutes.
28.
Oh, yeah. So the first one's like a movie.
Yeah, the first one's a little bit longer. Probably sets the premise. And the other ones are around 30 episodes.
Yeah, it's
30 minutes apiece.
They're a little longer than the average
and
episode.
And for some reason, I saw you, and I was like, Hawk, you Hakusho! But, like, they're all you.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's not too terrible. I actually knew what this was because obviously I went through the list. And then I actually have DVDs for Witch Hunter Robin.
Yeah.
And there's a trailer for that Yukaze thing in that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, so that's what that one was. Why did you spin the wheel again?
I just wanted to see what we would get.
We got Yugo to negotiate.
I wanted to watch that one.
Why?
Because it looked decent.
Actually, is that go to that one real quick.
Take a sec. I deleted the
thing.
One webpage.
Of course you did.
Yugo?
Yeah. It's Yugo,
right?
Yes. Yugo. Oh, no. There's one of them that has a weird number, like 19 or something like that. So I'm wondering if it's current.
Oh, it might.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, your lie in April was like that, too. It's like 22, which is weird.
No. Some we get normally get like...
Yeah, I know.
Ones like that one, but...
It's 19... Usually animes are 12:24. So anything other than that
is a little
odd.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing really matters.
I think it was... Why are you clicking on Yuri on Ice?
Just to see if it was one of them.
No, it was... I think it was... No.
It doesn't matter. Let's end the podcast.
We're adding on to the podcast purposely here, so...
You're under arrest. Checking that one. Oh, hey, look at these.
That one, this one's like 50-something episodes.
Wow,
I don't
weird.
Know why. But it's got like two scantily clad girls on a...
There you go. This one was 19.
Yeah, on a car.
Huh. You know a girl who chants love it.
Yeah,
I don't think this is new.
No, it doesn't look it. But it's only 19 episodes, which I found really strange.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, guys.
We got to our 20-minute mark. That's impressive for us.
Next episode, the airplane one.
Yukaze.
Yukikaze. Come on now. That shit.
At least I remembered what it was called.
Complete collection, by the way.
Oh, it's the complete collection.
All right, guys. Next episode. See ya.
Bye.